Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show. And today, we have a real treat for you. I just finished chatting with the one and only Philip Bailey from the one and only legendary group Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's a lot going on with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just go to their website, earthwindandfire.com, I believe it is. Starting with, they're having a Vegas residency starting November 1 at the world-famous Venetian Resort and Hotel, so we'll talk more about that later. But Philip has a nonprofit organization titled Music is Unity Foundation, and the website for it is musicisunity.org. And so Music is Unity, they are having a giveaway that's in conjunction with November being National Adoption Month. And so they're giving away two free tickets to the Earth, Wind, and Fire upcoming Vegas residency. So this fundraiser starts September 21st through October 12th. So any amount of money that you would like to donate to the Music is Unity Foundation, minimum of a $50 donation, I should say, you will be automatically entered for a chance to win two tickets to see Earth, Wind, and Fire again on November 1st at the Venetian Resort Hotel and Casino right here in Las Vegas, of course. So go to the website, musicisunity.org, and make a donation, $50 minimum and up, of course. And not only will you get two free tickets, you will also get to do a meet and greet with members of Earth, Wind, and Fire following the show. So it's a lot to take in, and it's a great and noteworthy cause in conjunction with National Adoption Month, which will take place in November. So I'm chatting with Philip about his Music is Unity Foundation. And so let's roll it. Let's talk about Philip Bailey talking about Music is Unity Foundation and all of the work that they are doing to help people, young people who are aged out as they age out of the foster care system. So that's just a lot to squeeze in, but we got as much as we possibly could get in there. So let's take a listen to my chat with Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. So let's roll it right now. Listeners, I have my featured guest for this show on board here on hold. I am just so excited to talk with him. We all know him. The whole world knows who Philip Bailey is, of course. He is one of the longtime members of the world-famous, iconic Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Philip, I just want to say thank you for joining me, and we have a lot to talk about, so thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so now November is National Adoption Month, and I understand that you have a very large nonprofit organization called Music is Unity Foundation, and you guys are having a big fundraiser and a giveaway in conjunction with National Adoption Month. So tell us, first of all, what is Music is Unity Foundation all about, and how is it working with the National Adoption Month?
Okay, well, first of all, we created Music is Unity 15 years ago to provide financial resources and mentorship and to support foster youth who are aging out of the system. Music is Unity, we provided grants to nonprofit organizations and agencies who are helping to individuals who are aging out of the system at a rate of about 23,000 youth per year. And it's a cause that I felt 15 years ago was very worthy because it was so underserved and underpublicized. I'm a father of seven and a grandfather of seven, and I can never imagine any of them having no one to turn to, and no one to go to for anything, any help or support. And, you know, there's far too many youth who find themselves in that situation by no fault of their own. So we're doing what we can to be a bridge.
It sounds like a very, very noteworthy foundation. I happen to, a longtime friend of mine I grew up with, she is a psychotherapist in the area of foster care, and she has told me several times about when kids age out of foster care, just as you explained, it's not, you know, they're just kind of lost there. So you are really to be commended for the work and the creation of Music Unity Foundation. Now, I understand that your daughter works with you within the foundation. Is she the only child that works with you, or are your other kids also, or what?
My daughter, Trinity, who is, she is the co-founder of the Music is Unity, and also the band manager. So she wears a lot of different hats. She's also very active and spearhead in many instances the organization with our team of people.
And I know you must have so many success stories of kids that you guys have helped through the foundation. Can you just share maybe one or two of your favorite success stories?
Well, you know, we're just finishing a tour, and the last year we had a young gentleman, Trion, who has that story of surviving foster care, and has a great story. He happened to have be a musician, singer, writer, and we were able to showcase his band on several of our shows last year and this year, and it was just such a great treat to see what in real time what some of our support and acknowledgement has done. Like I said, grew up in foster care and have a fantastic story, and a lot of it's on our website. But we do something that we call our Backstage Sound Check Program, and we invite foster youth to not all of our sound checks, but on occasions to our sound checks, and then we introduce them to all the different facets of our touring entourage in hopes that if any of them have any aspirations in the arts behind the scenes. And then they stay and watch the show, and you know, they take question and answers from all the different people in our organization, and it's a lot of fun. So it's one of the things that we do as well.
Tell us about. I understand that Music is Unity is collaborating with the Drum Music Workshop Incorporated for upcoming work. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we're focused on developing new and positive ways to support our kids that are aging out. And this year we're collaborating with Drum Workshop Inc., a nationally acclaimed drum kit and hardware manufacturing company, we're doing something that the sole drum kit used by our band, and the foundation is doing something for first ever a hiring event, and the hiring includes a tour of the DW Hardware that located in Oxnard, California, and they have an opportunity to apply for a job there. And so we're very excited about that. And we're also celebrating our second annual Level Up experience, where we're partnering with the Purple Project and the Felix organization to provide free virtual conference. It's like a TED Talk type thing, and planning to other different collaborations with other organizations. So yeah, we've got our hands full. We're always at it 24/7, you know, trying to make people more aware of the cause of foster care, and it's very rewarding.
It sounds like it. I want to tell people that if they want to get even more information, the website is musicisunity.org, and on Instagram is @musicisunity, also on Facebook as well. So you can always email us if you don't have a pen and paper to write that down, but musicisunity.org. Okay.
Absolutely. I just want to say one final thing.
Sure.
We're doing a fundraiser that starts September 21st. September. That goes through October the 13th. And it's a giveaway to individuals who contribute to Music is Unity. And we're going to give them two tickets to Las Vegas to see our show, and two complimentary tickets and grooming, and there at the Phoenician. They'll see the show, and they'll also come back and do a meet and greet with the group. And so they can go to musicisunity.org and you can also they can donate as many times as they can to give them a higher chance of winning. And so we're excited about that, and we're looking forward to seeing those winners at the Phoenician this coming tour.
Oh, I'm excited about that myself. I heard about that. It seems like all this week I've been talking to, and I'm talking to you today, and the other day I talked with Shelley Clark, and we just had such a ball chatting about everything. So, okay, two tickets. If you make a donation, this is a fundraiser, everybody, for the Music and Unity Foundation, and from September 21 through October 12th, minimum of $50 donation and more, of course, and you will get a chance to win not one, but two tickets to see the fabulous Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, my God, at the even more fabulous Phoenician Resort. So, Philip, now I understand, is this the Phoenician event, is this going to be a full residency, or is it just one night only on November 1?
Oh, no, we'll be there for 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I need to start shopping now. What am I wearing? Okay. 3-week residency at the Phoenician. Oh, it just doesn't get any better than that. It can't get any better than that. How many years has Earth, Wind, and Fire existed?
54 now.
Oh, my goodness. I remember, I'm going to show my age, but that's okay. I'll fix it later and edit. I remember being in like middle school and high school when Earth, Wind, and Fire would come to Houston, and we would try to dress up, you know, like you guys, the Elements. And and it was just so much fun. Just, oh my goodness. It would just mess us up. We couldn't even go to school on Monday, you know, when you guys would come to town. It would be so messed up. And you're still messing up people in a fun way all these years. This is amazing. So you and Verdeen, are you guys still the two of the original members or what?
No, there's three of us, me, Verdeen, and Ralph Johnson.
And Ralph, that's right, Ralph. Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
what has kept you guys together? We have heard, as you know, so many stories over the years, you know, hit groups like this, they always break up, but you guys are still together. What keeps you guys together like this?
You know, we're just extremely blessed, we've been together since we were 21 years old, and, you know, we're very, very grateful that we're friends, but we're brothers. And, you know, we do get along.
That's
and,
good.
You know, it's pretty remarkable, you know, to attract that long with people. But yeah, we still have a lot of fun, and we still enjoy one another's company.
And Philip, you're still hitting those notes, those high notes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Still hitting those incredible notes. Oh, just amazing.
I am. We just finished our Lionel Richie tour, and we're going into the fall with this residency, and then we'll take a little break for the holidays, and have big plans for next year. So, you know, thank God we're kind of pinching ourselves at this point. You know, 54 years later. Still healthy and still packing them out. We were just packed out for the last 2 months. We've been packing out indoor arenas with Lionel, and we're all having a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness! So, what is the Earth, Wind, and Fire website location?
You could go to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
EarthWindAndFire.com. And let me ask this last thing. What is it like for you to see now, you know, just like 3-4 generations of fans to come up to you guys? This is my mom, my grandmother, my great-granddaughter.
Yeah.
What is that like as a performer?
It's very rewarding. And, you know, the thing that we're very proud of, you know, giving kudos to Maurice, the leader and the founder.
Yes.
He always, just philosophically, he always wanted to have music or that made a difference. And it's very rewarding to have, you know, generations of family who can come and enjoy our performances and, you know, and not bleak, just have a lot of fun.
Before I shut this out, can you share with us just the short thumbnail version? How did you first get with Earth, Wind, and Fire?
I'm gonna be real short.
Okay.
Early 70s, I got out here by through a mutual friend by the name of Perry Jones, and we were in the same circles. Maurice and Bernie came and asked me to be in the group after a group that I was a musical director with broke up. And then I asked several people that were in my group in Denver. That would be Andrew Wolfolk and Larry Dunn. So that's how we put together the Hall of Fame, the 9 from Denver and from Los Angeles with, you know, Maurice and Ralph and all of them.
And the rest, as they say, is history. And you're still here. You're still here. And not only are you still making great music with Earth, Wind, and Fire, you have, again, this amazing foundation. The Music is Unity Foundation. Again, the website is musicisunity.org. And please, people, go make a donation to put your name in the hat box there. Maybe you will be selected and will win 2 free tickets to see this wonderful, legendary group November 1st at the Venetian Resort here in Las Vegas. And Philip, I'm just so thankful to chat with you. And I have talked with several of the other members of Earth, Wind, and Fire, but this is my first time talking to you. So this is a real treat for me. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for having me, and hope to see you in Las Vegas.
Oh, you will see me there on front row acting a fool and dancing. Yeah, you'll see me.
Make sure you contact us so we can say hi.
I absolutely will, definitely so. So, again, thank you, and we'll see you in November.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.